It was wonderful, really, because there was an immediate acceptance. She did one strange thing. We had a photograph taken of us together, and while I had, because she was in the chair and she could get up very well, I knelt down by her, and when I knelt down, she put her hand behind my neck here and felt the back of my head, and then she said, "Oh yes, you're my son." We used to spend hours in talking about everything and anything. Strange enough, I told her very little about life in the school. And she quite often would ask me, "Do you hate me because I did it?" And I always said to her, "On the contrary, you did the only thing possible and the best thing for me." I grew to respect her. I grew to accept her as somebody very special. And I suppose, yes, I grew to love her, in my way, in a sense. I was very fortunate that I'd had the opportunity to meet her, and for the fact that she had accepted me was tremendous. So many of the former pupils managed to find their mother and are not accepted. And to me, that must be one of the worst things that could possibly happen, because, you know, it's this business of rejection is something which is really difficult, I think, for people to understand. But there is this constant feel of rejection. And if you've lived your life to a certain age and then suddenly met your mother, to be rejected again must be devastating.